Jack, one of the fun things to do this time of the year, you think, well, not a whole lot going on in gardening, and we've talked about this before as far as things you can do. But one of the things that I like to do this time of the year is actually create a lot of color in my house with plants that are outside. And so it's a real easy little trick. You trick the plants, and you force them to bloom before they're really ready to, based on it's 27 degrees or whatever it is outside right now. Mm-hmm. So there are plants that are not, of course, supposed to open up yet, like forsythia and beautiful cherry trees and wild honeysuckle. Just really, there's a lot of beautiful honeysuckle out there, not the wild type, but the bush type that's a honeysuckle. Dogwoods, another plant that we're going to talk about in a second. And flowering quince or japonica, some people might know it in different ways. All of these shrubs, they, of course, will bloom in the springtime. But if you treat them properly, you can bring cuttings of them inside the house and force them to start blooming now before we get into the normal spring season. And it's a real easy thing, particularly forsythia is one of the easiest for sure, is you just actually just cut branches off. It's best if you can wait until you see the flower buds. And, of course, all these plants I just mentioned, the dogwood, cherry, flowering quince, forsythia, their buds swell just a little bit before they start to open up. You can see the buds are swelling. That means they're getting ready to open up. So as the buds are beginning to swell, you know the time's getting close for them to open up. Mm-hmm. So that's a good time, and a little bit before that, if possible, to cut those branches and bring them in the house and then recut them. You want to cut them on an angle when you cut them off the plant itself. Recut them again and then stick them into a vase of lukewarm water. And that will, over time, since they're inside and they got the house temperatures, that will cause those forsythias or those plants to really start blooming for you. So it's a fun thing to do. And another one I forgot to mention, if you got a lot of these deciduous magnolias like Solangianas, they get great big blooms on them. But one in particular is a star magnolia, which is one of the early plants to bloom. But all of those, you can take those and, as I just said, bring them in the house earlier. Some people will actually fill their tub up with lukewarm water and soak the whole branches rather than just stick them in a vase. They'll soak the whole branch that they cut, and that kind of wakens up those buds to kind of open up a little bit sooner than they thought. Maybe they had another week or two to go before they open up, or a month, mm-hmm. and that causes them to open up. But it's a fun thing to do, and there you are in the house, and all of a sudden there's snows outside, and you've got forsythia that you just cut, and it's a
That's
week
really
later.
That's really neat.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to do, and the kids get a big kick out of that.
I've heard you talk about forcing plants before, and I never really knew what it meant.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So that's a fun little project that you want to think about. And yesterday we didn't get a chance to really finish. We talked and we ran out of time. We were talking about the herbs, which is another fun project to get involved in right now. You can actually go and seeds are available now. Your hardware stores or wherever you buy your seeds in anticipation of spring coming, they're there now. So they've already got them out right now. And so you can go ahead and get, and we mentioned yesterday, dill is one of the herbs you can use right now. Basil is another one. Fennel is another one. And all of these, if you get a nice size container and fill it full of good potting soil, and then just sprinkle the seeds on top of the soil, and then sprinkle a little more soil on top of the seeds so you're just barely covering them, and then give them a really good drink of water, and then put them in a windowsill where it's going to get plenty of light. And after a while, they'll start coming up, and you can actually go ahead and start picking on them right then and use them through the winter months until you can take them back outside. And then once it gets warm enough that you can take them outside, you can actually obviously take them out of those pots and replant them outside in your gardens. Or lots of times, there are lots of, let's say you use basil. You might have more than four or five basil plants coming up, and that's too many maybe to have in a pot. So you can repot those in other pots, but you're pre-starting the herb, but also you're getting use of it right now, but then again, you're getting it ready to take out in the spring. So those are a couple projects that are kind of fun. And then another winter project that I think is really cool to do, and that is to get the kids and get a potato and actually fill a jar up or a vase or whatever you have with water, and then you stick three little toothpicks. And they're going to actually – they need to be out far enough so that you're going to stick half the potato down in the water and then those toothpicks are going to hold it on top of the edge of the glass. And then over time, that potato will start developing foliage. It roots first, and then it'll start developing a little bit for you. So that's another fun project that you can do with the kids this time of the year when you're trying to educate them about what nature's about instead of the social media and all those things, which they know so much about those things.
Right.
So this gives them a little more. You and I kind of, I don't know if you ever did that when you grew up or not, but it's a fun kind of thing to get kids interested in horticulture and see how Mother Nature really works.
Right.
So it's good. And another project that's kind of fun is that a lot of begonias that we have in the springtime, summertime, and then fall, particularly you grow them in containers. They're used in a lot of outdoor containers. And then people bring the begonias in. I've got a couple of big pots in my house right now. They're blooming their heads off. They're really a lot of fun because they will continue to bloom in the wintertime. But it's also, they're very easy to root. So this is another project that you can get involved with yourself and or with your kids. But just cut off about 6 inches of the tips of those of the plant themselves, of the begonias, and stick those into a glass of water also. And you'll be surprised after a couple weeks, all of a sudden you start seeing that those little cuttings that you made will start developing roots. And then once you see those, now some people keep them in the They get a pretty good sized root system, but they'll keep them in the water too long. I think once the roots really get started, it's best to go ahead and pull them out of the water and then pot those up. And so once again, this is a good project for moms and dads. I know on snowy days, parents are looking for things to do. Of course, if you don't have the begonias, you can't do this. But
right. It
might be something you think about this coming spring, summer, and fall when you're growing begonias in containers rather than throw them away. Bring them in the house and enjoy the color, but then maybe have a project like that you can do with your kids while they're home or even on the weekends. It's just a fun thing to do. So those are some of the little things you can do right now as far as gardening is concerned. That real easy and a lot of fun.